With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. Recently, you've been hearing about a new initiative we launched called Central Coast Curious. It's a way KCBX listeners can pose questions and then vote on the ones they're the most curious about. Then the KCBX newsroom investigates and produces a story. The winning question from our first voting round focused on recycling. Listener Wendy Brown asked, in San Luis Obispo County, how is the recycling separated at the landfill and who does it? Well, KCBX's Greta Mart set out to find the answer. What did you learn, Greta?
Well, Tyler, first and foremost, I learned that people really need to educate themselves on what can go in the recycling bin and what can't. If you're not taking the time to do it correctly, really don't even bother. It just ends up in the landfill. For example, say you have a bunch of empty beer cans. Great, totally recyclable and are processed right here in California. But if you're trying to be tidy and you toss all those cans into a plastic trash bag and then put that in the blue bin, all those cans won't be recycled unless the trash bag somehow breaks. That's because once all the blue bins are emptied at the facility onto what's called the tipping floor, the trucks tip backwards to empty their loads, the recycling goes on a largely mechanized trip. There are workers there sorting as the conveyor belt goes by, but the facility just doesn't have the capacity to open up and sort items in plastic trash bags.
Who knows what's in there?
So totally pointless to wrap your recycling in a plastic bag.
The system was never designed ever to do that. It was always designed to put loose into the blue bin from day one.
That's John Ryan, manager of the Cold Canyon Processing Facility. That's where most of San Luis Obispo County's recycling goes. And the place processes about 170 tons a day. This week, Ryan gave me a tour of the facility, starting with the tipping floor and following the various items as they go through processing on different conveyor belts. Some snake high up in the air to platforms where a team of eight people stood on either side of the belts, pulling items off that didn't belong.
And what's your job today? What are you doing right now?
I'm just sorting the trash and the bottles and cardboard.
And these guys are, you know, these are the A team. These guys are really know what they're doing. They're very good. They're very quick. Not everybody can do this job.
We met one of the line leaders, Miguel.
His job is to manage all these people up here.
Okay. Wow.
I'm trying to learn more and more and more and more.
Yeah, you do good. You
thank,
do it.
Thank you very much.
Geez, how long have you been with me here?
Almost 21 years.
Then we got to some of the mechanized processing.
See that? Watch that can.
Yeah. Whoa!
So it picks it up and kicks it off here. So.
Awesome. That's a pretty strong magnet.
These are examples of the plastics that's going to go to Epic and be turned into lumber.
What's all this stuff?
It's crap that people put in there that shouldn't be in there. There shouldn't be any oil filters in there, but there they are.
And these
what's
this?
These are all tin can bales. So those will go to a furnace, be melted down and turned back into steel, actually roll stock.
Sometimes a pile of recycling will go through the sorting gauntlet twice to ensure everything gets grouped in the right place. And after all that mechanical and manual sorting is completed, the various materials are put in a big machine that squishes them down into really tight bales. And then the bales are put on trucks headed for different destinations.
All of our cardboard goes to Port Hueneme. It's a big mill in Port Hueneme. The aluminum can goes up to and is either used by Budweiser or Coors. All of the 2-liter soda bottles go to Peninsula Plastic. And they grind them up and wash them and then repelletize them into PET pellets that anybody could use to make whatever.
Where San Luis Obispo County's recycling actually ends up is a whole other fascinating aspect of the story. So I'm going to continue our reporting next week with a part two. We'll hear about some current seismic shifts within the global recycling marketplace.
There's a huge crisis going on right now. China just announced 2 or 3 days ago that they're taking nothing for the next month from a recycling standpoint.
Stay tuned. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
Greta was investigating our first Central Coast Curious story. If you're curious about the Central Coast, let us know and submit your questions at kcbx.org/centralcoastcurious.